Professor Vali Nasser of Tufts University, who is an expert on the Middle East and a frequent guest on this program, has been listening along with us to that report from Baghdad. He's on the line from Salt Lake City. Good morning.
Good morning.
So based on what we just heard, does it sound to you as though Baghdad is returning to something close to normal?
Well, there is definitely a lull in the fighting, and in that lull, economic activity, social activity begins to reappear, and we get much more normalcy. But the real question is whether this is sustainable, and can an actual lasting peace be built upon it?
We talked to you last year about this time, about how the fighting might end there, and let me play you what you had to say then.
At the rate in which Baghdad is being cleansed along sectarian lines, that battle may be pretty much moot very soon as well. In other words, there won't be much to fight about.
So I guess the question now is Baghdad more peaceful because Baghdad was reorganized along ethnic lines, cleansed ethnically? Are there just fewer opportunities for people to kill each other so there's less violence?
Well, there are a number of factors. One is that definitely more troops on the ground policing neighborhoods definitely helps. But also during the course of the past year after the surge, we haven't seen sectarian violence, but population shifts have continued. And if you look at the map of Baghdad today, it is much more segregated along sectarian lines. So a lot of the reason for fighting has gone away. But also there's another important factor here is that a lot of the gains that the U.S. military has made is not a consequence of more troops, it's a consequence of deal-making. Deal-making with Sunni militias and deal-making with Iran and the Shia militias so that the Mahdi army, which was the cause of much of the violence on the Shia side, has also stood down.
Professor Nasser, a year ago you also made the point that the violence would stop when there was a political solution. You called it a clear roadmap that shows all sides how a unified, peaceful Iraq is in their interest. Now we are seeing less violence without that political solution, it seems. Is that less important now than it was then?
No, I don't think so. I think a lasting peace requires a deal in which everybody agrees to live under the same constitution, the same set of rules, and agrees to share power and resources. The lull in the fighting we have is a consequence of a number of deals between the American military and Sunni and Shia militias. In other words, the U.S. military has given up essentially on the idea of reconciliation between Shias and Sunnis, and instead has settled for individual deals with individual militias in individual neighborhoods or in western Iraq. Now, these deals work, and that brings peace on the ground, but it doesn't mean that Iraq has a political roadmap that would guarantee lasting peace. I mean, the minute the U.S. gets out of the middle, there is nothing really still between the Shias and Sunnis that can sustain this peace.
What about refugees? How do they fit into the mix, and how do they return to a peaceful Iraq?
The return of the refugees is obviously very important for the return of normalcy. Many of those who left often tended to be the better educated, people who had much more of intermarriages and shared experience of living together. But there are millions of Iraqis outside of Iraq, and a sudden exodus of them coming back to Iraq can disturb the relative calm that exists right now because they will put pressure on housing, on resources, on distribution of power. So a sudden return of the large numbers of Iraqis to Baghdad can push things in an unknown direction.
Vali Nasser is a professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Thank you very much.
Thank you.